The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
But now, in 1973, Harry Nilsson received the Grammy for the best pop vocal performance for a song that really was the first of its kind in a musical genre, a genre that has now become known as the power ballad. An international hit for Nilsson in the 70s and Mariah Carey in the 90s, it's the song Without You, and it's the subject of the lyrics, The Thing Today with Paul Harrington. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat. It's a song that started out as two different songs. It's a very extraordinary thing about this. But as far as I can glean from the material that I had available to me, it was a song written by members of a band called Badfinger. I don't know if you remember them. Their mm-hmm. first hit was written by Paul McCartney. It was If You Want It, Here It Is, Come and Get It. But Tam and Tom Evans, it would seem that they were writing about their respective relationship woes, and they were both struggling to complete individual songs. And so they ultimately wound up joining their two songs together, and the result turned out to be Without You. Now, again, that's probably a bit of an oversimplification. Pete Ham, he wrote the verse, Tom Evans wrote the chorus, and as I say, it's true what they say, a trouble shared is a trouble halved.
Now, it was recorded by Badfinger, went on their album, the last track, Almost an Afterthought, never became a hit until Harry Nilsson happened upon it. But you say one of the best lines in it didn't actually go into the song. Explain.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great line, and it kind of made its way in, but I thought it was a great line when I read it. Whether it was intended for the song or not, I can't be sure. But Pete Ham, again, the story goes, he was on his way out of an evening with his girlfriend, and he lived in shared accommodation with his bandmate Tom Evans, and they were living in Golders Green at the time. But Tom Evans, by the way, he was the guy who had the other part of the song, remember. This is after his girlfriend left him, and he was visiting a friend and talking about how he couldn't live without her. And then, of course, he went on to write a song. His part of the song, I can't live if living is without you. I can't live. I can't give anymore. Of course, this is typical of songwriters. They never miss an opportunity to get a song out of misery. But Pete, as I say, he was on his way out the door with his girlfriend when Tom asked him, he said, look, do you want to do some work in the studio? They were in between tours and parties because they were big party guys at the time. And he said, look, not tonight. I promised my girlfriend, Bev. Bev being the decent sort she is, and she kind of knows the workings of the songwriter, and afraid he might miss an opportunity, you know. So she said, look, listen, you go to the studio. I don't mind, she said. And he, of course, he looked at it and he said, your mouth is smiling, but your eyes are sad. And that's the line I really like. But, you know, anyway, the song he went on to write that night he called it If It's Love. And this had a verse that went, well, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know. But then, of course, he went into this thing called If It's Love, If It's Love, If It's Love, which he really wasn't happy with as a chorus. But I'm not sure when the penny dropped, but it was the collaboration between the two boys when they put their heads together, whether it was accidental or not, or a happy mistake. But the two half-finished songs, they fit together hand in glove.
Now, that casual remark he made about, yeah, you're smiling, but I can see in your eyes that you don't really mean it. You're not a happy girl. But that became, you always smile, but in your eyes, your sorrow shows. So that's the line that made it into the song. Now, how did Harry Nilsson come across this song? Because people probably think that Harry Nilsson wrote it.
Well, exactly right. I mean, they're all living in similar circles and working together and showing up at the same parties. But he was at a party and he thought he heard the song and he thought it was a Beatles song. And anyway, when he found out it wasn't a Beatles song, he decided to cover it because he was getting ready to do his Nilsson Schmilsson album. Now, he was a real close pal of the Beatles. He was a bit of a hellraiser. He was John Lennon's, you know, kind of sidekick. Many of the great stories have been turfed out of the troubadour in Los Angeles and everything. But anyway, He was also Lennon and McCartney's favourite singer. And maybe, I don't know, maybe he would have felt a bit odd covering one of their songs. Who knows? But the thing I would say is his 3.5-octave range, his passion and the whole conviction in the delivery of these particular lyrics, I think, is undoubtedly what sent the song into the stratosphere, you know. And he happened to be in the same building as Badfinger. It was a couple of studios in this big building. And he had bumped into them and kind of were aware of them. But when he'd finished his version, they weren't aware that he was even covering the song. And he brought them in to listen to the final mix. And, of course, they were completely blown away. Because, like, as a recording to this day and a performance, it's an absolute masterpiece. Mm. But, however, no happy endings to this song. I mean, we all know Harry Nilsson went the wrong way with the drink and the drugs. And he died very prematurely. And sadly, Badfinger, they had a terrible bad run of mismanagement, royalty problems, financial problems. And they completely disintegrated and very sadly, the two writers of Without You, Pete Ham and Tom Evans, they took their own lives in 1975 and 83, respectively. But there's a very good documentary that tells the whole story in far more detail than I'm saying now, if anyone wanted to know more. So now I say, now would be a good time to give you the winning lotto numbers for next week. Anyway, it's a hard thing.
Yeah. Now, the point is, Harry Nilsson, 3.5-octave range. So this is a tough song. Are you ready to have a go?
I'm ever ready and never ready. I'll give it a whirl, you know. But anyway, I'll do my level best, Pat. Thanks a million.
Okay. Well, on that cheerful note, in your own time, Paul, take it away.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. When I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. I can't live if living is without you. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't live if living is without you. I can't give. I can't give anymore. I can't live if living is without you. I can't give. I can't give anymore. Ooh, if living is without you.
A song, a hit for Harry Nilsson and then again for Mariah Carey, but written by two lads from Badfinger, Without You, as performed there by Paul Harrington. Great music last week with 10cc and now Harry Nilsson this week. Please keep it up, says Kevin. So well done once again to Paul Harrington for hitting the spot.